Y'all ready?
I'm coming back.
We're going to get started.
Jake, can we get Bobby in to start the truck inspection, vehicle inspection?
Yeah.
Okay, he said you'd never have sent that to him about start.
I didn't even think about it.
So go ahead.
You going to tell him?
I'm not.
Or you want me to?
He said you had told him that you would tell him.
Yeah. Okay.
So he got the form out of the month, but that way I think.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to the Tuesday, February 10th council meeting. Did Bo leave?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Matt, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Go ahead.
He's got the right shirt.
Go ahead.
You got the right shirt on.
I do. I'm not a talker. Heavenly Father, look out for a meeting today and that everybody's words be heard and all the decisions be made correctly and along with your will. Look out for each and every one of us and guide us towards you. Give us the strength to get there. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Matt. You stepped out of the comfort zone.
Appreciate it, sir.
Sherry, we're going to roll call. Everybody's present. This meeting's now in order. First item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Tuesday, January 13th, 2026, and the regular meeting of Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is consideration for accounts payable. I entertain a motion.
Motion.
Got a motion.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Miss Caitlin Jones with Hearts and Hangers wants to use the city park on March the 7th and for a fundraiser, and I looked them up. There's a Facebook page, but they didn't have a
ministry.
It's a ministry. So we need to vote to let her use the park.
I make a motion that we let them use the park as long as we validate it's a nonprofit organization.
Got a motion.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is Ms. Brooke Trainer with the Family Care Food Bank, the Duck Race. She's asked us to be the first place sponsor, and it will be $2,000 to be the first place sponsor.
I'll make that motion.
Philip, got a motion?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. The Street and Sanitation Department's going to surplus three items, and you've got a list of the items there, and Bobby went over that. We'll entertain a motion to give them.
I make a motion.
Second.
Got a motion, got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. We're going to discuss the hiring of a part-time police officer. This officer will work 30 hours a week. It'll be a part-time position, and the pay was $17.50 an hour.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion. This has to be voted on.
Make a motion.
Got a motion. Need a second.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. The Fire Department Assistance Firefighter Grant. It's in your packet, and Philip went over that. And where's that at? We would, you don't pay anything if you don't get it. But the formula there was if we get, say, $200,000, that would cost us like 20-something thousand. That's the formula on it. Roundabout numbers. We'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion? Need a second?
Jimmy.
Is that a second?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is to appoint Kevin Turner to the Alcohol Review Board. It'll be a 3-year term.
Motion.
Got a motion? Need a second?
Second.
Got a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign.
Mayor, that's a roll call.
Oh, roll call vote.
Yes.
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 Okay. It was unanimous. Next item on the agenda is to the 3R Rodeo Sponsorship Agreement with where we partner with the Chamber of Commerce.
I make a motion that we enter the agreement.
We got them.
3R Rodeo.
It's going to be in June.
Yeah.
I forgot to say that. They was looking at, wanted to do it earlier, but that's the only time the rodeo could come here.
It states June 12th and 13th in the agreement.
In June 12th and 13th.
I make a motion to.
A second.
Okay, Jimmy's second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. Sid wanted to table the Cherokee County Youth Football League to the next meeting. The next item on the agenda is the Dominion payroll. Do you want to give another update, Caritha?
Sure.
The total cost and stuff.
I have for Dominion payroll, for direct deposits, $125 base fees, $374. That's $11 per employee per month. And then there's a $7.50 electronic submittal fee. That's going to be a total of $506.50 a month. There's a $500 setup fee, that's a one-time fee, and then there's a $99 yearly maintenance fee. And again, that's for Dominion payroll.
Okay.
I make a motion.
Got a motion, need a second?
Second.
Got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. The Gorey and Reagan time management.
Uh-huh, that's for time management. Again, we're gonna get 2 o'clock time clocks. One time clock is for the sanitation, street sanitation, and the second one would be at City Hall. That's 2 time clocks at the price of $85 a piece. Again, it's $170 total. Police department and the fire marshal clock in and out, do personal leave on cell phone. Then there's a $250 a month fee, and again, it's monthly for the software. That's a total of $420 monthly, and it's a $6,000 setup fee, and that's a one-time fee. I make a motion.
One
second. Got a motion, got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it. The mayor's comments, I just want to thank everybody for Caritha and the committees. Everybody up here for all the work y'all are doing, and Miss Sherry for all the stuff, and Aubrey, and there's a lot going on here, and just I ask that you be patient with us. We're learning, we're all learning other than, I guess, Philip and Don, they've been around for a while.
We learned, yeah.
Thank you for being patient with us. Philip?
I'm not sure if I need to bring it up for a motion or whatever, but we came up with a paper and everything here a while back on checking our equipment and trucks and everything, inspections that they can do bi-weekly. And I think, Bobby, you've got copies, right?
I do, sir.
Okay. Can we go ahead and implement for them to start that?
Is that just the street department or across the board?
Across the board.
What is that?
Explain what...
It's where they inspect their vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
They take it upon themselves to check the oil, the brakes, mm-hmm. everything, lights and all of that. And if there's problems, they got a sheet to mark it up on. Mm-hmm. And Bobby can get with Chris or whoever as far as getting fixed and, for safe operations and everything.
Oh, we're going to do it with the police department, too?
Yes, everybody. All employees.
Well, it would have to be inspect all city vehicles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kurt's got a question over there.
We already do that. We've been doing that for years. So
yep.
We got a form and everything that we do. We've been
start that, too.
Many parts, right?
Okay. Just want to look at your form and compare it to the one that everybody can see.
So James would be in charge of all his vehicles?
Right.
Okay, so then, yeah, so we need to make it as a motion for all city vehicles?
Standard form.
You want to make them?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Yes.
Would the driver of that vehicle be the one that's doing this?
Well, that would be good, whoever's driving it, but if
I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, but, and Bobby will have to look at it and see if we do the repair in house or whatever, changing all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'll make that motion.
Toy second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor of
Is it going to be a form?
Yes, they've got one, and we'll get you a copy of it to put in the minutes or whatever.
In the minutes, that way it'd be concerned that all city vehicles
are inspected.
Form that we're making the motion on.
Yes.
So who and will James give his?
Oh, should go to Bobby.
James? But and we're gonna, are we gonna standardize the form across all departments, or is it okay for each department to use?
Well, we're gonna standardize it, but right now the police department's only one that's got one, so
I'm gonna give Kurt right now. We might have to, ours is a little bit different. We check guns, we check chopsticks, we check all kinds of other equipment that the city trick problems have, so our problem might be.
Okay.
So the mayor should just be that each department has a form, a vehicle inspection form.
Maybe a different form for the police department.
Yes, sir. You just need to get a basic one, and you have a checklist, and that should to apply to all city vehicles per that checklist, per that.
Okay. I've got one in my mailbox. I'll get it to you.
Okay. Checklist of what the department that is responsible for their vehicles in their department, so they make sure that they have that check.
We have never made department rec vehicles ever.
Okay, we don't work on them.
Not the department rec, though. They take them to the local, and they do it, change their oil and stuff. James, have you ever brought your vehicle to me? Sorry, the pleasure didn't either, sir.
Okay.
I'm not, I mean, it's my department
only. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, James, we can do it for rec. James and Jake or Justin, they'll check everything for
okay.
For
it should okay. be all by the department.
Yeah.
That department needs to make sure, to make sure that's completed, what's on the form, and just by department, like, we have fire department, the building department, we have recreation, we have the police, the street department, so it applies to all departments, including the fire department, including the building department, too, because there's a new people.
Okay.
You know, it's just a standard.
All right.
See it? Oh, we need to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Got a motion?
Tori seconded.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The ayes have it.
I don't have, I just want to, for the ones that are here, I appreciate the employees. Not heard one single complaint since I've been here, and but I know most everybody and appreciate the work y'all do. Thank you.
Yes, I'd like to have a shout out to one of our councilmen. Caritha has worked awfully hard on this.
It was a team effort, y'all.
On this direct deposit
and
the time management. Well, Karen and Jimmy also.
Yeah, we work great together.
Yeah, but she put the most time in.
Caritha put a lot of time in.
We all work good together.
Caritha would always hide from me because she know I was going to ask where we stand on it.
We work good together.
But she's done a great job on the show. She really has.
We work good together.
Good job.
Karen?
Oh, okay, my turn. Sorry, I'm sitting long. As usual, thanks to all the employees for your everyday work and keeping the city running. But I especially want to thank the department heads this week and the committee heads because we're still learning, as we talked about. And so we appreciate you doing what we've asked to make sure that every time there's an agenda item, we have a piece of paper that explains what the item is and how it impacts the budget, if it's budgeted or unbudgeted. That just helps us a lot to understand what you're requesting so that we can make informed decisions. So it's, when we ask questions, it's not that we are against it, it's just we want to make sure we have the right information so we can make informed decisions. So thank you for your patience as we're still learning.
I just say thank you. I appreciate everybody. It's great.
Me too. Thank you, employees, and thank you, council, for all you do.
I'll be real brief. Mr. Don, I appreciate you. He sent me a message the other night and it said, are we having arts in the parks? Well, that was my clue to get on that, so we got on that. A tentative date is April the 4th, but that's not written in stone. Sounds awful early, but we're gearing up for the farmer's market. 37 days till spring. Who's ready for spring? And also, I'll say hats off to Karen. She got on the American 250 AL, which is the birthday party, and we're gearing up for that. Tentative date will be May, and it'll be at the Estes Field. That's going
to
be
fun. We haven't talked to y'all about it.
Family night, so y'all will be watching and listening for that. Thank you all.
Thank you.
All minds clear?
Hang on, I forgot. There's a grant we're going to apply for.
Yeah,
that's what we did some discussion, preliminary discussion.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All
minds
clear?
Yes.
I'm
going to
do a
return. Yay. Yeah. So we talked about it. Yeah, but it says it only is for the county or the municipality, not us.
Thank you, brother.
Got it, my friend. Thank you.
So, yeah.